Chapter 3. The Angel of Music. Christine did not appear in public after the gala performance. She seemed to disappear completely. Raoul wrote letters to her, asking if he could come to see her. He received no reply, and then a letter from Christine came to his house. Monsieur, I have not forgotten the little boy who went into the sea for my scarf. I feel I must write to you today, as I am going to the country. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the death of my father, who liked you. He is buried with his violin, where we played when we were children. Christine. Raoul decided to follow Christine to the inn in the country where she was going. During his long train journey the next day, memories from his childhood came back to him. When Raoul was a boy, he met Christine and her father, Mr. Dai. Raoul fell in love with Christine when he heard her sing while her father played the violin in a small town. It was a windy day, and the wind had carried her scarf into the sea. Raoul went into the water and brought it back to her, and they had been friends ever since. They spent many happy days together, and Christine's father told them many exciting stories. One story he told was of the Angel of Music. He said a person could sing or play music well only if he or she had seen the Angel of Music. Many years had passed. On the day Raoul saw Christine at the opera, his old love for her returned. When Raoul arrived at the small inn in the country, Christine was waiting for him. "I'm so glad you came," she said. "I am so confused. Why did you pretend not to know me in your dressing room that night?" he asked. She didn't reply. Raoul said angrily, "Because there is another man? I heard his voice. He was in the room with you." "What do you mean?" she asked. She seemed a little afraid. "I heard you say, 'I only sing for you.' Then you said, 'I gave you my soul tonight,'" Raoul said. "What else did you hear?" she cried. He said, "You must love me." "Who is he, Christine?" "Tell me everything you heard," she insisted. Raoul told her everything he had heard and done that night. "It's the Angel of Music," Christine said. "That was the voice you heard. He has been giving me singing lessons for 3 months now." Raoul did not believe in the story of the Angel of Music, but he was very confused. Later that evening, Christine left the inn. Secretly, Raoul followed her in the darkness. She walked to her father's grave. It was a very strange night. It was deathly silent, and there were clouds of mist throughout the graveyard. He could see Christine kneeling beside her father's grave. He heard some strange music coming from the sky. He was about to walk closer when some skulls rolled across the ground in front of him. He jumped back in fright. As he jumped back, he bumped into a figure behind him. It was wearing a long cloak. It seemed like pure evil. The figure showed its face. It was a skull with yellow skin and piercing eyes. Raoul fainted and fell to the ground. Meanwhile, back at the opera house, the managers had examined Box 5, but they had found nothing strange in it. A few days later, however, they received another letter. There were 4 demands. 1. Give me Box 5. 2. Christine Dai must sing the role of Margarita tonight. 3. My boxkeeper must return to work. 4. Pay me 20,000 francs a month. If you do not do these things, something terrible will happen in tonight's performance of Faust. Opera Ghost. The managers were very angry. They were tired of the joke. There were other problems as well. That night, the head groom entered the manager's office and said, "Someone stole one of the horses. I think it was the ghost. I saw a dark figure riding away in the darkness. Also that night, Carlotta, one of the most important singers in the opera house, sat in her dressing room reading a letter. It read, Dear Carlotta, do not sing in tonight's performance of Faust. If you do, a tragedy worse than death will befall you. Carlotta thought deeply about the letter. She was nervous, but if she did not sing tonight, Christine would. She was jealous of Christine, so she decided to sing. That night, it was a full house for the performance of Faust. Carlotta started to sing. Soon she forgot all about the letter. Then something terrible happened. In the middle of a song, her voice went croak. She sounded like a frog. Everything became silent. Just behind the managers came a voice saying, Her singing will make the chandelier fall. Terrified, they looked up at the chandelier. It fell and crashed into the audience, killing a woman.